All right, we are commercial free. We're going to hook you up with tickets to the State Fair of Texas. And Jerry Jones is going to join us at 8:30 after Ask Reddit at 7:40. It's a Tolo Tuesday. Tolo stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. In case you did not know, I'm Sean Tarif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. Time to make some trades. This team is not a real legitimate contender. Could you go on some crazy lucky run in the postseason? I guess. But we all know the truth. We knew it in the offseason, and it has been playing out before our very eyes. So, wrote down three names here. Mm-hmm. I have two receivers, and RJ Choppy has a running back. The first name is going to be Devontae Adams. Now, Antonio Pierce apologized after a win, mind you, for creating hoopla with his business decisions comment that I loved so much last week. He was asked by reporters in that embarrassing loss that they had, did it look like everyone was giving effort? He's like, no, some people were making business decisions and we're going to make business decisions as well. Everyone immediately takes that to Devontae, who has appeared to be a malcontent at times, especially if you watch the receiver show on Netflix. And now Devontae, people are questioning whether he's come up with a fake lame duck hamstring injury that had him sit out last week, and they still got a win. But Mike Florio went through it, Football Night in America on NBC. Devontae Adams is probably going to get traded unless the, and there's an opportunity money-wise for him to get traded, unless the Raiders turn it around, which they're not going to do with the team that they have along with Gardner Minshew. So let's talk about Devontae Adams, whether you're interested or not. And what we like to do here on this show is give you all the numbers and all the info that we can, and that includes finances. So, Bobby, what does it look like cap-wise? The Cowboys have about $25 million?
Yeah, Cowboys have $23.7 million, and they could free up, if they wanted to restructure a Trayvon Diggs contract, for instance, they can get another, like, $8 million. So, if they wanted to shift his money, they could get $8 million from there. They could get another $4.5 million from Cooks. They have money they can free up.
And in the world of NFL spending, having 25 plus whatever those switches are that you could flip, a lot, decent, good enough.
A lot of teams by now, they're in the middle of the year. That's workable. Teams will a lot of times hold on to that. What Dallas is doing is they're creating that space so they can roll it over to next year. Any cap space you have, you're able to roll it over into next year and like get it as added cap space. And so Dallas typically has liked to have that wiggle room, not spend it because they want to apply it to the next year's cap to then spend more. So that's the 25 right now-ish is largely to try and create space for next year. So you might need to free up more.
All right. Now let's look at Devontae.
So Devontae Adams has, if you just look at his cap charge, like I saw some people talking about this online, they're saying his cap hits, you know, $44 million next year. That's only for the Raiders because the Raiders have already done different things to his signing bonus and prorated it. And so that's for their charge. For Dallas, if they were to trade for him, his cap hit next year would be $35 million. But this year, where it stands right now, and they would do things to shift it around and change that number if that were the case. But this year, if they were to trade for him today, it's going to cost you $13 million cap hit, which they said Derrick Henry was too expensive for them this offseason. That was $5 million. Now, obviously, I think that's a little bit of, I don't want to say propaganda, but I think
justification.
It's a little bit of, a little bit of,
and things have changed. They cannot be as good as they thought that they were going to be. At least common sense and sobriety would tell you that.
Yeah.
So it not being enough for Derrick Henry in the offseason, it should be a different discussion for players now.
Yeah. So it's $13 million right now. If you were to wait, let's say 4 more weeks, you get to the deadline, 3-4 more weeks, that number lowers. Like you can, whenever the Raiders pay him a game check, it lowers his cap hit for the rest of the year. So his cap hit in a couple weeks could be as low as $9 million.
So doable.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. They could do it if they wanted.
Let me add this as well. And I didn't want to retweet this yesterday because I wasn't sure, but Bleacher Report has run with it. Antonio Pierce liked an Instagram post suggesting that Devontae played his last snap with the Raiders. So here's Antonio Pierce apologizing for creating a distraction with the business decisions comment, and then you go and like an insight. What are you doing? If that's true, and I want Antonio Pierce to succeed, right? I liked him along with Max Crosby and everyone else last year. What are you doing getting involved in that crap? But if it's true, then maybe Devontae will not play for the Raiders again. He has since apparently unliked the post, according to Michael Fabiano. So it's a little stupid high school crap. Antonio Pierce getting involved in it. Now, RJ Choppy, over to you for the possibility of Devontae as we talk about what it would cost. You'd be willing to do it for or just not willing to do it?
His next year's number concerns me because he's not a number one anymore.
Ooh.
I don't agree with that.
Well, then you're an idiot. his yards per route run against man coverage, just like Brandon Cooks, has declined over the last two seasons. And Devontae's 31. He led the league in 2020. Last 2 years, it's gone from 3.06 to 2.0 to 1.66. Not a good trend. His catch rate has gone down from being in the 70s to under 60%, under 59%. Some of that's to the quarterback, but also we've seen other receivers, I mean, throughout the history of the league, throughout even recent times, still put up big-time numbers with bums. Andre Johnson just went to the Hall of Fame. Did he ever have an elite quarterback?
No.
Different, or even a good one? Different era.
Different types of receivers,
absolutely,
too. Like, I think different types of elite receivers can work with certain quarterback struggles better than others, because if you're a contested catch guy and you can't even get it in the contested catch area, that causes a problem. If you're a deep ball guy, but you got Daniel Jones and Daniel Jones doesn't throw the ball over, it shifts it.
But, the yards per route runs concerns me a little bit. It's the same thing, that with Brandon Cooks. It's kind of concerned. We talked about this in the offseason that he had declined in back-to-back years. And that's generally just not a very good sign. And he's 31.
Yep.
And at $35 million next year, and he's not.
35 next year?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
$35 million. That's
Michael Lombardi agrees with you on tape, by the way. I heard him say, no one's saying it, but Devontae's not the same guy. That's what Lombardi said. I know that you want to agree with your fellow Paisan.
Paisan. But look, at 31 years old, that's not a knock on Devontae. He's just getting old, right?
Yeah.
It's just that. So, I mean, I would take him as the number two, but not at $35 million. I would not take him as my number one.
He's not the same player that he once was, but I think he is still a number one receiver if you need one. Like, he's still somebody who can produce for you at that level.
He's still a top 10 receiver?
Not consistently enough. I think he has those traits. He's just more on the back end of the top 10, but it's just he's not number one. Like, there was so long where he was clear that's the best receiver in football, and he's not that anymore. But he's still really good.
That 35 could be redone, reworked. Would it be reworked and redone? Or he's going to be like, no, I'm getting 35.
I need to let me see who his agent is. So you could come to agreement on a pay cut. You could come to agreement on, hey, as part of the trade, we're going to work out an extension to where you're tacking void years on, or maybe you give him an extra year just to kind of adjust things. I would imagine Dallas would do that.
Would you be okay, because I'm the expert at nailing the draft pick round for this compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Am I insulting you? Can I start off by calling you and offering a third?
Yes. I think so.
Is a third too much, RJ?
Is he better than Amari 3 years ago?
Stop. You got to stop. Go hold on. All right? Don't hold on to sunk cost. Move forward. We'll get to Amari in a second.
What did A.J. Brown just get traded for? What did the Eagles give up? I have to go look at that.
Is Brown the one or is Diggs?
Ooh.
Stephon Diggs was a malcontent in his early 30s.
Older, yeah.
It was Diggs, a sixth and a fifth, went for a second. So if you just take the sixth and the fifth off of it, maybe you say Adams for a third.
Okay.
I think that's about right.
I would go in that ballpark if I was the Cowboys. I'd be like, third round pick. You can't pay him 35 next year. You got to figure that out. But this team, what's that?
No, because AJ went for a one and a.
And he was on his rookie deal.
He's
on
his prime.
Rookie year, yeah.
You know, like getting ready to hit his prime. All right, so we're all okay. Maybe throwing out a third. If the breaking news came, Devontae Adams for a third. You'd be okay with it? I think a fourth is not happening. And I don't know if I'm willing to pay a second, although it'd be fun.
Their
offense would be stupid.
Well, here's the thing.
I believe he can still be a one for the rest of this year and maybe next year.
For who he is as a player, I think a third rounder makes sense. I think he makes them better. I don't think they're winning anything. And so going and getting him, that maybe improves things, or maybe it helps you secure the division, or it helps you do this or that. I don't think it helps you win a Super Bowl. And so would I rather have the cheap capital? Yeah, probably. Like, it just in a vacuum, he's worth it. I'd give up a third for it. In the reality of what the Cowboys are right now and how their spending is, I think I'd rather just keep the pick.
Now, someone else who is kind of approaching that inevitability of being moved, I think, discussion is Amari Cooper. Yesterday, all the numbers got reworked. Amari's cap hit is only $600,000 if a team wanted to trade for him at the deadline.
Yeah.
$600K?
Yeah, and it's $900,000 right now. So, I mean, he's under $1 million regardless. Whenever you want to get him, it costs you less than $1 million to go get him.
Someone said that Schefter brought up the Kansas City Chiefs now. I guess Rashee Rice is going to be able to just rise up. someone got in Schefter's ear. He's doing him a favor saying, no, it's another week before we figure out what happens with Rashee Rice. I guess his accident here on the expressway would get settled before his injury. I think Rashee Rice is out for the season. That's done and over with. But Schefter brought up Amari Cooper as a Kansas City possibility. Now, RJ Choppy, over to you. For Amari Cooper, and then we'll get to that cost, he's 30.
He's still just 30?
I know. Because he was a kid. The cost makes it much more accessible to getting him. And you probably get him cheaper. Even if you don't get him cheaper, the cost makes it more feasible. You can't spend $35 million on Devontae Adams next year. You can't have $70 million tied up in your top two wide receivers.
But is Amari getting a new deal? He's due.
He's due. Which is why you could probably get him cheaper.
Yeah. I think that he'd be willing to, knowing just the way Amari is, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd say, I want a new deal from Cleveland. Somewhere else, I'm willing to just go play things out and then deal with it in the offseason. Like, I don't know that he would say, I need a deal in order to go over there. But, man, he's still really good.
Do you think for 2 years, 1 or 2 years, would you rather have Devontae Adams or Amari Cooper? I'd rather have Devontae.
Yeah, if money's not an object, Devontae. Okay. Devontae's going to cost you way more.
It's going to cost you more in picks and in money.
But yeah, I mean, Amari low-key can be like he's just so different. He's a different personality type. I don't think he's a bad dude or anything. He's just a different kind of guy. And it causes a lot of people to just like not know how to read him. And I think it causes weird relationships sometimes.
Well, it would look very, very bad on them if they traded him because he doesn't love football and they signed him, then they traded back for him.
Let's start the draft pick. We still talking about a third?
Boy, if he goes for a third 4 years, 3 years later or whatever, that would be one of the that would be a day on Twitter to check out people are going to say.
Can't give up a third for a guy in an expiring deal.
That
you may not sign because he's going to be, again, I mean, what kind of money is he going to get?
Probably not a third. But I would.
I don't think Amari Cooper is getting traded for a fourth round pick.
The only thing is the question of, he's got a reputation.
Well, I say that after what the
after what we gave up. Because look, the Browns. I can't
like. I think that Amari Cooper today has more left than what Diggs had leaving Buffalo.
Sure, he's
and we just talked about the Diggs value.
But even in his prime, like he has had issues.
But
with
Diggs, you said was a second.
Diggs was a second with two other picks attached.
Five
to
and
him.
A six.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, like Cleveland's front office is, I mean, they are a pretty decent front office. Surprisingly, that is the case now. I think they would much rather move on from him and get anything than let the trade deadline go by and then just let him walk in the offseason. They're a forward thinking front office like that. Now.
There have been a lot of issues not only here in Dallas throughout his career about his questions of practice availability. A lot of people don't think he likes to practice. A lot of people think that, which I don't think is accurate. A lot of people think that he doesn't play through injury. A lot of people think, obviously, the home road splits. He's played two more road games in his career. He has 1,200 fewer yards on the road.
What?
He's played two more road games than home games in his career. He has 1,200 fewer yards and 16 fewer touchdowns.
So are you trying to tell us they wouldn't bring him back?
No. I don't know. I would have to know, and this is something we can't know until this is something internally they would know about, and it wouldn't get out yet. I got to know what Mike McCarthy and Amari Cooper's relationship is like, because I don't think it was good when he left.
877-881-1053. What are the Tolos saying about these just wide receiver brainstorming sessions that we're having here on The Fan?
Guys, 956 says, I would trade a third for Adams in a heartbeat. 817 says, Adams needs a Hall of Fame quarterback to succeed, so I'm out. And 214 says, Amari over Adams all day.
Woo! Okay, maybe Devontae would cost a second and Amari a third. Maybe. Am I wrong in my value here? Like, Amari, it doesn't sound right that both would cost a third, but then you have to factor in the next salary. You have to factor in the age. It's only a one-year age difference.
One-year age difference is not a big deal. The salary's a big deal, but you're going to have to pay Amari either way,
That
which is why maybe you get him a little cheaper because he's not under contract, whereas Adams has got 18 months left.
The only chance this team is going to have is outscoring you in a shootout. That's it. What you saw from the Seattle Seahawks last night, that's what the Dallas Cowboys have to be. Unless you're going to give me some defensive names to trade for that's going to fix this defense, or you're going to rely on your secondary once Deron comes back. The only chance you have is high-scoring shootouts with Dak Prescott putting up stupid numbers. And if I'm looking at a trade, I have to sit there and look at a stud receiver.
When the Jaguars traded for Calvin Ridley from the Falcons in the middle of the year, because the NFL's a little weird in terms of the middle of the year, if that increases or decreases value. A lot of times off-season trades are going to increase value. But when Ridley went, which he was younger, obviously, but near an expiring deal, he went for a fifth and a third in the middle of the year. And so I think a fourth is probably a third or fourth, roughly. I mean, it just
for who?
Amari. But you're right. It doesn't seem like they should go for the same value. It's just, I think because of the money left on Adams' deal and stuff, it balances to where they're closer.
And RJ Choppie has been cooking up a trade possibility.
All right.
He's wearing the right hat colors for it.
Which was a gray
and
teal.
Gray and teal. Oh yeah, absolutely. Let's go to the place where everybody wants to copycat. Carolina. Let's go to Carolina. Jerry wants everyone on 1 year prove it deals, right? That's what he wants. That was his goal.
Yeah.
So let's go get Chuba Hubbard, the running back. Put up back to back 100-yard games. And I went and looked at some recent NFL running back trades. By the way, Chuba's making about, like, it's cap it this year's $3 million. Nothing. And that would be prorated, so it would be, about two, a little less than two right now. And he's on this is the last year of his deal. So he's a free agent.
25.
He's 25 years old, 2 years away from the dreaded 27. These are the most recent running back trades of guys that you would heard of. Joe Mixon went for a seventh. Now he's older. Minnesota sent a sixth to the Rams for Cam Akers. Philly sent a fourth and a pick swap of the seventh to Detroit for DeAndre Swift. San Fran in a 2, 3, 4, and 5 for Christian McCaffrey. What did Marshawn call him? Snow Bunny Pearl?
Is that what he called him?
Snow Bunny Pearl. And Miami sent a fifth for Jeff Wilson. There's not a great comp there. CMC's better by a mile. The rest of the guys are either older or not as good. But, you're not trade a two for him. That's the point, right? You're going to send maybe, a fourth? And that's fine. Like, you've got to spend some money to make money. And if you don't sign him in the offseason, maybe you get some comp picks out of it. Who knows? Or you sign him to a deal that's, a couple-year deal. He's only 25 years old. He doesn't have a lot of wear and tear. He only has 560 carries. This is his fourth year. That's not a lot. He's only gone over 180 carries in a year once, and that was last year. So from a running back perspective, he has fresh legs.
What do you think?
I like him. I wonder if they're...
I think I'd be more pissed if they gave up a fourth for a running back than if they gave up a third for Amari.
We would absolutely not give up that much.
Hi.
It would not give up a fourth?
No, not for Hubbard. Maybe like a six.
Like, I'd draft a running back in the fourth, no problem.
Well, that's my point of being ticked.
I just wonder if they would instead say,
have one, right?
I wonder,
a fourth this year.
I wonder instead if they would just say Carolina would rather trade Miles Sanders than Hubbard. Like, Sanders is somebody who they feel like is a little bit of a financial bust for them. They've been decreasing his playtime significantly. Canales seems to like Hubbard, but if they were willing to give up Hubbard and not Sanders, then six probably. He's good, but it's just a lot of teams around the league are saying they're not going to pay for running back in general.